Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up? How's everybody out there doing today? You live with Soar Every Day with PDP. PDP Richardson, to be exact. I'm sitting up here in the studio right now feeding my baby boy. He got his bottle. Baby girl is asleep right now. And what everybody's talking about is Bill Cosby has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison. Ooh-wee, we're going to get into that. And also Lil Wayne, one of my favorite rappers. He say the best rapper up under the sun. He's releasing the Carter 5. Can you believe it? I still remember when he released the Carter 2 and 3. Can't really tell you about the Carter 4. You know, and maybe that's why him and Birdman got into it, because I'm thinking, well, maybe Birdman was just trying to protect him because he knew the album wasn't that good. But, hey, you know, they have made up since then, but that is not for me to judge. But I am a hip-hop fan. You can hear me from 3 to 7 every day on the Word on the Street with PDP, the wonderful non-beat. But soon will be nationwide, just so you K-N-O-W. That just means that you know. And also former Red Raider Pat Mahomes. Woo! Woo! I know the Red Raider fans are not surprised. And you guys, I know we also live in a digital world right now. So I'm actually going to go live on my Facebook too as well as soon as we go live on there. And we about to get it cracking. Hey, this your boy PDP with the Word on the Street. You can catch me on the beat. Yep, and in the beat. Turn this down a little bit. Had to give me some coffee. All right, let's go ahead and get it cracking, man. Yeah, Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years. Man, it's been a long time coming for Bill Cosby, because Bill Cosby has been coming out the woodworks for years talking about how he touched them, and everybody was always talking about the Jell-O pudding. And I'm just worried about, are they going to let him make Jell-O? Because they say word on the street, man, he could make like 40 cents. I think it's 40 cents a day in state prison, something like that. But I'm just wondering, like, is he going to try to get some guards, some pudding? Here's my Jell-O pudding. No, I'm just playing. But, yeah, man, he has sentenced for 3 to 10 years. And here is the actual sentencing I'm about to play right now on Soar Radio.
Hi, Brooke, that's right. Bill Cosby being sentenced to 3 to 10 years. He's going to have to pay a fine of $25,000, and he's going to have to pay those court costs, the prosecution costs I just mentioned. Now, we just spoke a little while ago about how the prosecution wanted 5 to 10 years. This is 3 to 10. That's substantially close. Judge Stephen O'Neill handed down the sentence today, just in the last few minutes. He said, this was a serious crime. Mr. Cosby has all circled back to you. The day has come. The time has come. And you'll remember Cosby is 81 years old. He's been convicted of sexual drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constant. And we now know that he's going to be sentenced to 3 to 10 years. They're still in court, so we don't know what more details will emerge. But this is the key detail, 3 to 10 years in state prison.
Yeah, so for you guys that are listening right here on Facebook, I was playing the audio from CNN whenever Bill Cosby was being sentenced from 3 to 10 years in state prison, and some people are speculating that he will only serve like maybe a couple months, but Bill Cosby shows no remorse. It seems to be shown no remorse for his actions. So he was actually seen getting out of the car, smiling. But I personally think it's like, because a real big case like this one is whenever Michael Jackson, y'all remember whenever he got off for allegedly touching those kids and things like that, and he started to get on top of the van? When he got on top of the van and started doing like, he started dancing like he was the old Michael Jackson. I'm thinking, man, I was like, man, you know, they ain't letting this fly no more. And, but now that's just a little jokey joke for me. But, everybody knew this was coming, but on social media, people are starting to show remorse for Bill Cosby. People are now starting to show remorse for Bill Cosby after saying he should get everything that's handed to him, after everything that he's caused these victims to go through. If he didn't do it, why is there so many victims? that's coming forth. I believe at one time there were, 50? There was more girls than we'd have states in the United States that came forth of Bill Cosby. And it just, and the people were talking about, lock him up, do this and do that. And some celebrities was even calling for it now. But now that this man is being locked up, now people is like, oh, man, that's wrong. He's 81 years old. And if he serves full term, he would not get out of state prison until he's 91. You know, and the full term would be 10 years. But I think word on the street that his lawyer actually went up for a plea agreement, I believe, before the case, asking for 5 to 10 years, but the judge showed some leniency and only gave him 3 to 10 years. But we do not know how long he will serve right now. But now people are talking about they shouldn't have did him like that. He's America's dad. He's Mr. Huxtable. You know, from the long time Cosby Show, he gave us Fat Albert. You know what I mean? And now here is the lawyer. For the guys that listen on Facebook, you can actually listen to the official radio link. It's on my SOAR page. It's called SOAR Radio on Facebook. And I'm about to play the, and I see somebody calling in as well. I'm about to play the accusers. I'm about to play the accuser's lawyer right now. And her name is Miss Gloria Alfred. Here's Miss Gloria Alfred right here.
So this has been a long journey to justice for all of the accusers, particularly for Andrea Constant and for her family. And we respect the fact that they have undergone and endured this journey to justice. The court has imposed a 3 to 5 year term, 3 years after which he can seek parole. This is a very important day. Judgment day has come. The court has said.
She said judgment day has come. Right now I'm about to take a phone call. See who is on the phone line. What's up, you guys? Welcome to the show. You there?
Yes, sir.
What's going on? Who is this and where are you from?
This is Stephen Ivey.
Oh, what's up? I mean, I've been recognizing your number right there, man. You doing all right?
I'm good, man.
Alrighty, that's what's up. You want to take a second and bless the show real fast?
Yeah.
Are you able to go Facebook? Are you able to go Facebook Live?
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to tag you into my Facebook real quick and see if that'll work. Hold up. Here we go. All right, I just invited you. This is my first time doing it, so I really don't even know how this works. Oh, this just says invite friends to watch. You know what? I can go live. I'm gonna exit this, and I'm gonna go live with you. Okay. You know what? I can go live.
Okay, I'm on now. So if you now you should be able to invite me on to the live feed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really sure how this thing works. Oh, now I done did that. Hold up. You guys, bear with us right now, man. I'm trying to invite Stephen Ivey right here, maybe if I do this tag. There we go.
Bear with us.
Yeah, I'm adding you to the camera right now, bro. Let's see if it worked for me. And for you guys, well, while we're waiting to get Stephen Ivey up on the Facebook Live, for you guys that are listening to the up on the radio right now, man, Stephen Ivey is actually about Arkansas. I believe that he is now a youth minister as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Already, that's what's up. But yeah, it's saying it's adding. It's looking for you right now. I'm not sure why it's going so long, but Mr. Ivey, for the people that are listening on the radio right now. We're talking about Bill Cosby, and we're talking about Lil Wayne, Carter Five, and Patrick Mahomes. He's the new NFL quarterback out of Texas Tech. He's turning down big, huge endorsement deals. But just at the start of it, what is your take on the Bill Cosby sentencing?
So honestly, my thoughts on that, I'm kind of in a battle. And the first thing that I had to do, honestly, was separate Bill Cosby from Heathcliff.
Yes.
From the Cosby Show. Yeah. And so I think sometimes we get so enamored with who he was on the Cosby Show that we kind of give him a pass. And the truth is, if he did the acts, then, you know, the crime deserves to be he deserves to be brought to justice. However, with that in mind, I'm in a bad place with it because, number one, it took all these years for this stuff to come out, number one. But then number two is Bill Cosby is not the first man nor the only man that has been accused of sexual misconduct. Yet, he's the only man that's been sentenced. And I'll just say this, you know, and I don't mean no harm, but he's a black man, you know, and the most of the other men that's gone down have been Caucasian. And where they've gotten passes and, you know, they haven't gone to court, you can only hope that, you know, justice will be served to them too. But when you look at it as a black man, that just kind of pains you. So part of me says, yes, you know, he deserves to be sentenced if he did the crime. But then the other part of me says, if we're going to go after him, let's go after everybody.
Right.
We have a president in office right now that was elected. And he, you know, we all know the tape that was released about him. And so it's not an even playing field. And so my heart goes out to him, man. He's 80-something years old, locked up in jail. I wish it was different.
Right, man. And it just kind of, it makes you think, it makes you wonder, because we all grew up, you know, growing up as a minority, we're always, you know, people always say we tripping whenever certain things like this actually happens and stuff like that. You know what?
Right.
Hold on. I'm trying to bring it to camera, man, but it just ain't working. And you know what? I'm actually going to exit Facebook Live, and I'm actually going to do this again. And then we'll get on that. I'm trying to bring you to the camera, bro. But as
okay.
of what I'm doing. And bear with me for everybody that's listening on the radio right now, man. If you guys really want to get into the conversation, you guys can give us a call at 347-677-1915. Again, that is 347-677-1915. And I'm talking to Stephen Alvey right here. He's a youth pastor up out of Arkansas. We went to school together in high school. So shout out to him. Very intriguing guy. And right now I'm trying to figure out how I can add him to my Facebook Live video. I've seen other people do it, but I'm like, there you go. Say, bring a friend. There we go. Hey, shout out to Mark Zutenberg. And that should work. Well, let's do the invite real quick. All right, Avi, I'm going to see if you got your Facebook open.
Yes, sir.
All righty, now I see that little, oh, that's my picture frame. Did it pop up for you? Oh,
uh-huh.
There, Steve, there we go. Let me go down a little bit. That's what I
now,
get
what
for
I
not
have
being
to do,
really.
I'll probably have to hang up from the radio broadcast once I get on live, because there's
okay,
a delay.
We can just do that then. Go ahead and hang up real fast, and
okay.
We'll go with it from right there. All right?
Yep.
All right, go ahead and hang up. Is that trying to add you right now? All right. Shout out to Mr. Avi right there, man. I'm trying to bring him to the camera. There he is right there, Mr. Avi, my man. Already. Can you hear me well? Already. So, what we were actually talking about, and growing up as a man of color, and we're talking about the Bill Cosby. He's been sentenced to 3 to 10 years for the guys that's just now getting on. He's been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in state prison. My father actually works at a state prison there in Oklahoma called Chestnut. And state prison are not like real for like violent criminals. Usually it's for people being accused or actually raped some people, just like as in Bill Cosby was, since he's been sentenced. And actually, and people are actually talking about how come Donald Trump or like hasn't been accused, and the Kavanaugh guy, and there's Harvey Weinstein. There's another guy that people are talking about how come they haven't been accused. But now as of Bill Cosby, people have been coming out after Bill Cosby for a while, and here's my take on it. And I honestly believe that the social media world, because, you know, even celebrities and things like that, they were calling for Bill Cosby. Y'all need to lock him up, and there's all these funny memes and stuff like that. And how it actually started is Hannibal Buress. You know, he's actually one of the most funniest guys here, comedic guys here out now. And he's Bill Cosby came at him. It was like, yo, you're, well, he not only did Bill Cosby come at him, but he always came at all the comedians for wanting them to clean up their comedy. Yeah, and what you can't fault a man for that, you know, because he was like, well, if I can, he was like, you making that much money, just imagine how much money you can make if you clean your act up. You know, and some of these young dudes wasn't respecting their elders. And here most recently, Hannibal Buress was like, how you coming at me when you got all these women accusing you of rape? You know, and he said it in the joke, but that was, I feel like that was the moment in time where people was like, you know what, ooh, let's bring it back up. And then it was put out in the media, and I think all these young cats and some of these tech-savvy people start putting up these memes, and people talking about locking him up, and some people weren't thinking they was actually going to do it. And they did it. So now people are showing remorse. Oh, man, he's 81. Whoop-de-whoop. You know, now I'm just like, well, I mean, he did it. You know, and this was actually happened 14 years ago when this woman went to his house when she knew he was married, when she knew he had already been accused of raping people. But she still yet went over there. And so that just makes me think of what was the motive. You know what I'm saying? Because would you, like, how do you feel about somebody showing up at a married man's house who's already been accused of rape? Right. That's what makes you wonder in a way, but it's almost like, you know, I know you don't go out or things like that, but maybe it was some time back in the day where you used to go out. It's almost like whenever we used to play here ball at Tech, and certain dudes would get too drunk and start getting aggressive with women. So what we would do whenever we would see they get a little bit too aggressive with women, us guys, we would step in. You know what I mean? As in, like, letting the dude know. It's like, man, you get a little bit too much to drink and get a little bit too aggressive. You know what I mean? In which we would throw different signals to the girl, like, yo, you probably want to go ahead and move around, or this dude got a girlfriend, or this is what he's known for. You know what I mean? Which it's kind of breaking guy code, but then again, it isn't, because we're on a team. We're looking after our teammates. But if the girl decides to leave, you know, then she's been warned pretty much. And this is what I want to speak to the females out here, because now people are trying to give Bill Cosby the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? Now people are forgetting about these other women, and especially this woman, who was taken advantage of. You know what I mean? And now you got all of these women that's coming out. I just want to say to the women, you know, when a guy tells you something about another guy, it's usually true, just like women. They say when a woman can call a girl crazy, 9 times out of 10, she's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I think, man, I think justice has been served. I think 3 to 10, I think the judge actually showed him some leniency, even though he called him a sexual predator. You know what I mean? Because Cosby's lawyer, I believe, asked for 5 to 10. Did you hear about that? You all right, baby boy? You know, I feel you when you say that, because it's almost like having a mentor. And they just mentoring you up and then teaching you to be a great man, and you are a great man, and then you find out he's been touching women or touching kids. Because, you know, we got a lot of these popes and things out here. All of this stuff is coming to light. And it just makes you wonder. But then you sit back and you're like, okay, justice has been served. Then you'd be like, well, why is it only the people that look like me, the only ones that's getting punished? And that's where people don't really understand us growing up as minority. And because we like, dang, man, why is it only us? You know what I mean? And then it's just... Oh, wow. Yes. I don't know, man. I used to live in Arkansas. Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, man, I feel you right there. I believe, what's her name, Amanda Geiger or something like that, the one who shot that unarmed black person in his own house. You know what I mean? And like that, and then for stuff negative about him to come out, you know, and it just makes you think and it makes you wonder, and then people try to look at you for what, like you as a black man, you be like. Because you could be talking to somebody, and then they're like, well, he had marijuana. I'm like, but they didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? That man was sleeping in his own house. You know what I mean? And now the police shoots him, and then it makes you wonder, oh, that's a clean-cut case. Boom, 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 lock her up. You know what I mean? But now it's like they're trying to find something to free her up, and us as a... Like, when we're young, we don't really understand. But now that we're getting older and we get to see, you're like, nah, man, hold up. You can't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Like, something ain't right. And that's where we so emotional as emotional people, as minorities, we don't know how to come calmly and correctly when we're talking to our everyday friends. You know what I'm saying? Because now what's happening is we're what's happening, this national news is separating us in our normal everyday lives, I feel like. And I'm just like, you can't let this national stuff just deter you from something. Like, if you're friends with a white person, Mexican person, Asian person, just open up that conversation and hear each other out. Don't just say, oh, this side is right, this side is right, this side is wrong, this side is wrong. Just open up the conversation, and you still can be friends at the end of the day. Friends is somebody who can tell you about yourself that you probably not might not want. But I'm going to continue. Hold up. For you guys listening to the radio, head over to my Facebook Live video, Petey Pete. I'm about to end it here. End it on the radio, but we're going to continue the conversation. So go ahead and head over to my Facebook Live, Petey Pete. And okay.